Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. Well, picking up our dollar stretcher theme from the prior week, now we will try to visit the whites. Please help me save some money.
Well, first of all, Hugh, I find myself drinking whites all year round now.
I always did.
I have not stopped drinking whites just because it's cold. I just sometimes want that lightness, that freshness. And so, you know, I'm always keeping my eyes open for good whites. And here are three that I think are just wonderful. The first one is called First Light Chenin Blanc from Stellenbosch.
South Africa,
2022, so it's brand new. It's the first 22 I've tasted, and 22 is just behind us. This was a very pretty dry Chenin Blanc. The appearance was really stunning because not only was it a beautiful color, but all the reflections and highlights, and just really pretty. It's a medium gold with all these beautiful reflections on it, and the aroma is just, it's very appealing. It's apple blossoms, green pears, and sweet lemon, and the wine impresses me with it's dry, but it's got a ton of fruit.
Yeah.
And that's a really nice
color. I really like the Chenin Blancs from South Africa.
Yeah, it just really is nice. You have a lot of minerality balanced with some citrus fruit, very good acidity. And what made me think this wine was so good is that we're in oyster season now. And I couldn't imagine a better oyster wine.
Really?
So the First Light Chenin Blanc from Stellenbosch, $14. It's my wine of the week.
Good deal.
And go out, get some oysters with it. Here is a wine that I think was just spectacular. It knocked me off my heels. It's called Edna Lay Bianco from San Marzano, where they make the great tomatoes, in Puglia, in Italy, 2020, $22. And this wine, to me, tasted a great deal like a very good quality Meursault from White Burgundy.
Wow.
It has creaminess, richness, minerality, good flavors. I know what Meursault tastes like. If you had slipped this into a tasting, it wouldn't have been out of place.
Wow.
So you would spend three times that much.
Absolutely.
For Meursault. This is $22. I think it's just a super value. It's a very plump, full tasting wine. Got that creaminess that I just love. Some sweet citrus flavors and very floral aromas. And the density of the wine is unusual. It's almost thick. And I just that just really impressed me.
Cool.
So there's a lot going on in Edna Bianco, Edna Lay, to give you the full name, Lei Bianco. We'll put this on the website so people can look it up. Just a tremendous wine. Finally, from the south of France comes Domaine Pellaki Loudun, which is a little region in the Côte d'Aron area. It's Côte d'Aron Blanc. This one was non-vintage, apparently. I could not find a vintage on it. That's okay. It's a blend of several years, probably 19 and 20 or 20 and 21. It's a good winter white because it's a true full-bodied white. It's made from a whole bunch of different white grapes. They had everything possible you can imagine. You know, Le Viognier, Marsan, Roussan, all that stuff.
Sure.
And it just really was very, very impressive. The aroma shows green pears, dried grass, and lemon zest. And the flavors are just, they're entirely different, though. Doesn't taste the way it smells. And I just really liked it. I wanted it with grilled scallops. I thought that would be perfect. So that's Domaine Pellaki, Loudun, Côte d'Aron Blanc, $19. It's a good buy. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.